Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
Talking about how to grow your business. Part of growing your business is making sure that you are making enough money so that you can reinvest in your business, making enough money so that you're not just breaking even. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs start off like that, right? Usually the first 1-2 years or so. But as you grow your business, right, your goal should really be, how can I ensure that I don't just make $2,000, but I can actually make $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 every single month? And there are some specific things that you can do, easy things that you can do in your business to really get you started. And today I'm going to talk about 5 of those things that you can actually do to accelerate your profit. And they're not things that require you to be really, really savvy. It's just a matter of shifting your mindset, shifting your perspective, and shifting sometimes how you do business, right? Because we always know, and we always say, guys, right, you can't be doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. If you've been doing something for a year and you're not getting results that you want, it is a clear indication that it's time for you to shift your strategy. Your goal may remain the same, but your strategy can definitely change, right? So if one of your goals actually is to accelerate your profits, right, make your profits come in much faster, then this is what you want to listen to. So just give me a 1 if you're here, if you're listening. Y'all know I like to get feedback from y'all to make sure that you all are here, right? And as usual, have your pen and paper, because you know I write down everything, right, to make sure I'm on track, to make sure I don't miss out on sharing anything with you guys at all. So one of the first things when you're thinking about your profits, right, I want to make more money. I want to increase the revenue that I am bringing into my business. One of the first things that I will tell you to do is to pay attention to your high value customers. That's number one. Pay attention to your high value customers. Who are those high value customers? The people that you term high value customers are people who have bought from you already. People who have bought from you already. A lot of times in business, we tend to focus on the new people. We want new clients. But the people, it is easier to sell to somebody who has bought from you in the past and had a really great experience with you than it is to sell to a brand new person. It takes a lot longer. So if somebody has bought from you before and has had a really good, really great interaction with you, then that is who I will consider a high value customer, right? And you want to focus some attention on them to accelerate your profits. You want to spend some time nurturing those relationships. As I always tell you guys, when somebody buys from you, it's not the end of the relationship, it's actually the beginning of a relationship, right? So those are the people you want to focus on first and foremost. Nurture them. What do I mean by nurturing them? I mean by following up with them, sending them an email, sending them a WhatsApp, a DM, whatever means of communication that you have with them, which means that you need to have a means of communicating with them, right? Collect some type of data from them, some type of communication from them, follow up with them. Even if they're on your social media, they're following you on your social media, they're in your DMs, reach out to them and ask them, you know, how did it fit? How did it taste? Did you see any improvements? Continue to have conversations with them. Continue to engage with them. Because if somebody, let's say somebody buys a soap from you, and you know for yourself that, okay, if somebody is using this properly, if my ideal clients are using this soap or this cream properly, that the cream or the soap is going to finish within a month. If that cream or soap finishes within a month, then I need to reach out to them and say, hey, did you see any results, right? It's time for you to buy a new one. I have this bundle going on. I have this package going on. You can buy it with this to see even better results. Those are high value customers because they have bought from you before. and they have experienced some type of breakthrough with you before. So those are the first set of people that you would want to reach out to. As I always tell you guys, even with consultancy and coaching, right? The people who work with me, people who I consider high value customers, are clients who have bought from me, because most times people may come in at a low ticket item, right? They may come in at a membership level, a digital product level, and because they experience breakthrough, they will then go and buy like a 6-week program, or you know what I mean, or 8-week program or something like that, and then they will come in and a 6-month program, and then they may come in again at a 3-month program. But it's because that only happens because I continue to nurture them. And that's what you have to do, because that instead of spending $100 with you, that client can spend $1,000 with you, or $3,000 with you, or $5,000 with you, according to what your price ranges are, right? So nurture those high value clients by upselling them, by offering them incentives. You could do like a referral program or something. You could offer them like a loyalty program. Those are your existing clients. So those are the very, very first people. And that's the very first thing that you should be focusing on if you want to accelerate your profits. Those high value clients. Give me a 2 in the chat. Give me a 2 in the chat if this is making complete sense. Give me a 2 in the chat. Those high value clients, or those high value customers, are the first set of people you want to spend time with. And when I say to you guys, what are your income generating activities for the day? One of the first things you need to do when you're focusing on the income generating activities is say to yourself, okay, who am I going to reach out to today? Which one of my past clients am I going to engage with today or nurture with today? Am I going to send an email to them? Am I going to WhatsApp them? Am I going to DM them? Am I going to what? So the high value customers, that's number one. Number two, the second thing, and the thing that I think a lot of people ignore or don't associate with profits, is your operations, your behind the scenes operations, because that can make or break your profit margin, guys, right? If your behind the scenes operations are not in place, that can make or break your profit, because what could happen is that you're spending time doing busy work instead of the income generating activities, right? You're spending time doing busy work, you're spending time responding to things that, if you had it like automated, for example, you wouldn't have to think about it, and you can focus on the income generating things. So all the behind the scenes, utilize your automation. So for your social media, right? As I always encourage you, for those of you who don't have time, create a content calendar if you can, and automate that process, right? Even if you're doing one post a day or 2 videos a week or whatever, pre-record it, automate it, and put it out so that you can focus on the income generating things. Now, those things that you're automating are also supposed to bring in income, right? But it's going to be in addition to the other things that you're doing. So automate your stuff, outsource your stuff. If you can afford a virtual assistant, get a virtual assistant to work with you part-time, at least 3-4 hours in a week, whatever that might look like for your business. But outsourcing those things, because guys, I can tell you, if I had to do what I need to do and do the work of my virtual assistant, I would make no money, because there's a lot of moving parts in a business, as you well know, right? So bring on somebody on a project basis. There's so many different ways for you to get that level of support, right? But you want to automate, you want to outsource, so that you can focus on the core task in your business, right? You want to remove subscriptions. Some of you are signed up to things that are pulling money from your credit card every single month, or you're paying every single month and you're actually not using. Remove those things, because that affects your profit. It can be $5, it can be $14. It doesn't matter, right? Because every cent counts. And we are focused on generating income. So the second thing is to streamline your operations. by outsourcing, by automating, by focusing on your income generating tasks. If you outsource and if you automate, removing subscriptions and really paying attention to how you manage your time, right? I know we don't think about that as a profit acceleration task, but guys, it does help. It does help. That back end affects your front end. And if your back end is working properly, if your systems are working properly, your front end, meaning the facing part of your business where your clients or your customers have to engage with you, it makes it so much easier. If your client has to take a week in order to pay you, it means your back end is not working. Simple things like that. It means your back end is not working and you are losing money and you are losing profits, because it should not take so long for somebody to be able to buy from you, right? You want to make sure that those things are working as fast as possible. And you need to think about a way, how can I remove myself from that process so that it can happen seamlessly? Because if you are struggling right now to fulfill 5 orders or 10 orders, what is going to happen if your goal in your business is to really get profits? And to get those profits, you need to service at least 100 people or more a week, right? Then how are you going to service those 100 people or more if you're struggling right now to service 5 or 10 people? You need to think long term, right? So that is why the back end part of your business needs to function. That's why you need to have automation in your DMs as well. Maybe your automation in your WhatsApp, your automation in your email process, whatever that might look like for your business, because I know it's different for every business, but figure out what that is so that you can focus on other things. You can focus on fulfillment, your customer service, and really nurturing your clients. So that's the second one. Give me a 3 in the comments. Give me a 3 in the comments if that makes sense. 3 3 3 in the comments if that is making sense to you. So we talk about your high value customers, focusing on your high value customers. And we also talk about streamlining your operations in order to accelerate your profits, right? Drop your questions in the comments, guys, if you have any comments or have any questions, and I'll be sure to answer them. So give me a 3 in the comments if that's making sense. The third thing, if you are really serious about accelerating your profits, you need to pay attention to your pricing. Guys, a lot of you are still undercharging because you feel that undercharging is going to get you more clients. We know that does not work, right, guys? We already know that that does not work. You want to charge competitively, and you also want to charge based on the value that your audience is going to receive from working with you or buying from you. We're not undercharging. So one of the things when you're thinking about how can I make a profit, one of the first things that we do is we look at your pricing model. Because 9 times out of 10, you may be selling more than one thing, right? We look at your pricing model. Does your pricing model make sense? Does your pricing model set you up to hit your financial goal? Do you have a financial goal? A financial goal that you can break down into a monthly goal, a weekly goal, and a daily goal. Is my daily goal to make $500? If I need to make $500 every single day, then how much of my products or how much of my offers do I need to sell? Is that number realistic for me? Is it 2 or is it 50 or is it 100? Is that number realistic for me based on the tools and resources and the time that I have? If it is not realistic for me, then what adjustments do I have to make? Is price one of my adjustments? Because price might be the only thing, but we always have to look at your price. Price one of the adjustments that I have to make. Am I charging enough to cover everything? Am I charging enough to pay myself? Am I charging enough to make a profit? Am I charging enough to cover all of my overheads, all of my expenses? right? So you want to look at your pricing model. What is the difference between this price I'm offering for this low ticket item and the mid ticket item and the high ticket item? What is the difference in price? And not only the difference in price, what is the difference in the value that your clients are receiving based on the price that you're asking them to pay? Guys, you have to get comfortable with your numbers. You have to, I know that you might get butterflies while you're dealing with it, but you have to get comfortable with those numbers if you are serious about price, if you are serious about making a profit in your business. Write it down, dollars and cents, write it on paper, right? You might get butterflies. You might say, oh my gosh, how am I going to make all this money? That's okay, right? Once you know what that figure is, then you can start to work towards it and you can create a model for your business that will get you closer to that number, because that's what you want to make, right? And again, it's going to look different for everybody, so you're not comparing yourself to anybody. But if you are really serious about accelerating your profits, you have to look at your pricing. Make sure it's value-based pricing. Make sure it's competitive. Make sure you're not underpricing, you're not undercharging. Make sure you have different pricing opportunities for your clients, because they may be at different stages of the buying process, right? Some people just can't afford you, and that's fine. It doesn't mean that you have to discount your price if somebody says that they cannot afford you. But what you can do is have options for them. So they can't afford your $5,000 offer, but maybe they can afford a $1,000 offer. They can afford a $500 offer, right? You don't have to go to $19.99 or $9.99, right? You can decide how low or how high you want to go. But you also have to be comfortable with the fact that some people would not be able to afford you, and that is okay. They are not your ideal clients. That is cool. Even if you give them the other options, right? Knowing that if they buy something at a cheaper level, they are going to get less value, right? With that understanding, because you are communicating that through your messaging and through your consultations and when they come in to look at you and talk to you and all of that great thing, right? So if you want to accelerate your profits, you have to look at your pricing. Making sense? Give me a four if that makes sense. Give me a four in the chat if that is making sense. High value customers, focus on your high value customers. Streamline your operations and analyze your pricing strategies. We're analyzing our pricing strategies. Give me a four if that is making sense. I hope you all are taking notes, sir. Yeah, give me any questions you have. The fourth thing to accelerate your profits is you want to expand your revenue streams, right? I just kind of touched on that just now. You want to create a business where you can bring in multiple streams of income. It doesn't mean you have to have 10 different streams, but you can definitely have two or three or four streams at least, right? And again, it's different for everybody. I did this exercise on my business page on Facebook the other day when I was telling people, drop in the comments, tell me what type of business you have, and I can explain to you how you can create multiple streams of income, how you can map out your revenue, right? How you can create a low ticket item, a mid ticket item, and then a high ticket item. How you can create different price points for your audience. That is a great way for you to accelerate your profits, right? By expanding your revenue streams, by thinking about your business and figuring out, okay, if people cannot pay this big amount, what else can I offer that I already have? So it's not about creating something brand new. What do I already have? Right? It's not about creating a brand new business. What can I already offer them so that instead of walking away, they still pay me for something, right? And then I can start to consider them as high value customers, right? Because they bought something from you, they got a really good result, and now you can upsell them. So you see how everything kind of ties into each other, right? So a low ticket offer might be, there might be a training like this, or I might do a webinar and I might say, okay, come into the webinar for free. At the end of the webinar, I might sell you to something like a $150 something or $200 something. At the end of that $200, I upsell you to something that I have for $500 or $800. At the end of that $800, I upsell you to something that is $2,000. But the point is that I have those options. And that works not just for service-based businesses, but also for product-based businesses, right? So you can create bundles. So instead of just buying this one thing, so if, again, if you're doing hair care or you're doing creams or whatever, instead of buying this one thing, you can bundle stuff together and say, you know, I know you might be able to afford the bundle is $500, but you can get one thing out of the bundle and this one thing is $50. So instead of them just walking away and not buying anything at all, at least you are giving them one thing, right? So you want to create multiple streams of income in your business by expanding your revenue streams. You can tell me in the comments what type of business you have and I can help you figure that out, right? By expanding your revenue streams, right? You can also do this. So you're adding new products or services, you can enter new markets, you can do partnerships with people as well, right? You can do a membership, you can do a subscription. There's so many different ways according to the type of business that you do have. You can do this for your business, right? So that you are expanding your revenue stream. Once you expand that revenue stream, guys, you can accelerate your profits. So instead of just focusing on this one high ticket item, you can focus on a low ticket, a mid ticket, and a high ticket item. It doesn't mean that you have to only focus on one. And yes, you can sell multiple offers at the same time, because I know that's a question that's going to come. Yes, you can sell multiple offers at the same time, right? You can sell on your profile, then you can sell something else in your stories, and then you can sell something else in your emails, because your emails are segmented. Your emails are segmented so that you can sell multiple things at the same time. So Adele said African fashion. So what you can do, Adele, is you can sell one thing at a time, or you can bundle your stuff together. So instead of just selling a dress, you can sell a dress with jewelry and shoes, or a dress and jewelry and a handbag. So you're selling a whole outfit instead of one item at a time. You could also become, if you're African fashion, you can also become a consultant, meaning showing people how to style the existing things that they already have. If they already have African wear and they're not sure how to style it, you can also become a consultant for them. You can also, if you know other people who are selling, who are like a seamstress or whatever, you can sell cloth, right? African cloth to a seamstress who's supplying African wear to other clients. So there's so many different ways for you to do that. Yes? So hair growth oil. So Nisha, yes, you can sell your hair growth oil. But you could also teach people how to start their own business selling hair growth oil. You can collaborate with somebody else who also has something, who's also selling something that is related to hair growth as well, and then create a bundle for your business. So you can sell the hair growth. You can teach about how to make oils. You could even have I don't want to call it a training, but like an ebook or checklist or whatever, teaching people how to use the oil and that kind of thing. There's so many different ways, right? But guys, I'm just saying this to tell you that you want to expand your revenue streams. And guys, there's so many examples out there. Google it. Go on YouTube. There's so many examples out there of people who have your exact business, who have multiple streams of income with your exact business. Yeah, you just have to think outside the box, Be creative, do your research, or join me and I will help you do it for your business, right? So that was number four. Put five in the comments to me. Put five. Let's talk about the last thing that you need to make sure you implement to accelerate your profits. Put five in the chat for me. Now, the last and final thing. A lot of you guys, you are not accelerating your profits because, and this might sound very, very cliche, but it's the truth. You're not accelerating your profit because you're not paying attention to your marketing and sales. You're not spending enough time in your marketing and sales. You are not engaging with your audience enough. You're not showing up enough. You're not communicating with your audience enough. You're not engaging your audience enough, right? Your marketing leads to sales. Once you get more sales, you can get more profits. But you're dropping the ball where your marketing is concerned. You are half-assing it, for want of a better word. You're doing the bare minimum and expecting that you would make thousands of dollars in a week. You cannot do the bare minimum. Your marketing strategy has to be holistic. Your marketing strategy has to be robust. Right? Your marketing strategy cannot just depend on your social media. Your marketing strategy has to be something that is very intentional and strategic that you do every single day. This is part of my marketing strategy. Yes? But it has to be strategic and intentional. But this is not the only marketing strategy that I am doing for the day. This is not the only income generating activity that I'm doing for the day. Your marketing leads to your sales. Your sales, once you get more sales, you will accelerate your profits. If you do not have a robust marketing strategy that is engaging your audience, that is sharing valuable information, that is nurturing your audience, that is a part of the reason you're not accelerating your profits. Right? It has to be robust. It has to be intentional. It has to be strategic. It has to not just rely on social media alone, although social media is very, very powerful. It has to be very intentional, guys. So that might include doing stories, doing reels, doing videos. It might include sending out proposals. It might include following up with your clients. It might include doing collaborations. It might include networking. It might include so many different things, right? But it has to be robust. Does that make sense? It has to be robust, guys. You can't half it. Because if you're halfing it, you're starting today and then you're dropping off tomorrow. You're starting hot and sweaty at the beginning of the week or the beginning of the month, because that tends to happen. And then halfway through, you're just ghosting your audience. If you are not consistently nurturing your audience and showing up with your audience and talking to them and not just saying, buy for me, buy for me, buy for me, that's not marketing, eh? Marketing is building a relationship with your audience. If you're not consistently doing that, building a relationship, sharing value, talking to them, giving them examples, showing them how, showing them behind the scenes, right? Having conversations with them, sharing your testimonials with them, right? Showing social proof that what you are saying, because you are saying that you are the best. You have the best food. You have the best hair oil. You have the best cream. You have the best clothes. You have the best you are the best coach, you are the best accountant, you are the best bookkeeper, right? You have the best, but you're not showing up as your best. You're showing up as not the best, right? Think about those bigger brands. And yes, they may have money, but it doesn't mean if you don't have a large budget that you cannot do this, right? Think about those big brands, the KFC and the B-Mobiles and the IKEAs and all of those big brands, the Shein and that kind of thing. They are in your face. They are everywhere. They are popping up everywhere. They are sending you emails, right? They are on your social media feeds, right? They are popping up. They are making sure that no matter what, I am in your face and you would never forget who I am. That is how you have to think about it. And guys, listen to me. No, your audience is not going to get fed up of seeing you once you are providing them with the right information. If you're just sharing the same flyer over and over and over again, yes, they're going to get fed up. If you're saying the exact same thing over and over and over, yes, they are going to get fed up, right? That's why you need to know your audience. You need to know their pain points. You need to be able to speak in their language. You need to be able to communicate what the benefits of working with you or buying this thing from you is and how their life is going to change. You need to be able to speak that language. So your messaging is very important. But at the end of the day, your marketing strategy, and I hope you have a written marketing strategy and it's not in your head, eh? Tell me in the comments if you have a written marketing strategy. Tell me yes or no. Because your marketing strategy is not just being in your head. It should be something that you actually have written out that you can follow. And if you bring anybody on board, that they can also follow as well and say, okay, this company, this is how they usually engage, interact, and nurture their clients. They send three emails a week. They do two videos a week. They post every single day at this particular time. They follow up on a Tuesday. They send out a proposal on a Friday. They collaborate with a new business for 6 weeks. They do that. What is your marketing strategy? Make sure that is written out, because with a robust marketing strategy, you will get more sales, because your marketing feeds into your sales. The more sales that you get, the more profit that you can make. Your marketing is how you build the engagement with your audience, how you build that know, like, and trust. Your marketing is how you attract your ideal clients to you so that you can get more sales, because they like you, they know you, they trust you. They can buy your low ticket, your mid ticket, or your high ticket. Doesn't matter what they buy. Once they are buying, and they are buying because you are showing up, because you are telling them, right, how great you are. You are showing them, not just telling, guys, because in this day and age, you have to show, not just tell, but you are showing them exactly how great you are, right? By sharing your testimonials, by sharing behind the scenes, by teaching them, by nurturing them, by sharing tools and resources, by not gatekeeping every single thing, right? And really nurturing them. So Adele, you know you have some work to do, right? But it has to be consistent, guys. And that is one of the ways that you can accelerate your profit, by really paying attention to your marketing and sales, right? Do some more targeted, and even if you're running ads, you want to do some more targeted marketing strategies. And if you're not running ads, you can simply say, this is for women who... This is for entrepreneurs who, this is for people who are suffering with eczema, or these are people who are suffering with psoriasis. You want to be very, very targeted in your marketing. Come out and say who you want to buy these things. This is for the moms, the mompreneurs. This is for busy moms or tired moms. This is for, you know what I mean? Corporate women. This is for traveling girlies. This is for the girlfriends. This is for men who. This is for, say who it is for. Be very, very targeted in your messaging so that you can be very targeted in your marketing. People have to know. You have to make sure that people know, right? Your customer acquisition, you create simple sales funnels. So once you capture their attention, get them onto your email list, get them onto your text list, get them into a funnel so that you can continue to nurture them, get them into your group, something, right? So that you can continue to nurture them. So you can do webinars, you can do trainings, you can do open days, you can do pop-up shops, you can show more, you can lead clients somewhere, the email list. There's so many different things. So if you don't have a marketing strategy, guys, that's one of the first places that I will start. Give me a 6 in the chat if that is making sense. Give me a 6 in the chat if that is making sense to you. Give me a 6 in the chat, guys. Yeah, it's all making sense. So let's do a recap. This is the time where you can drop your questions in the comments so that I can answer them before we go. You want to focus on your high value customers if you want to accelerate your profits. Those are people who have bought from you before. you want to follow up with them and make sure that you want to follow up with them and upsell them, cross-sell them, and do all the great things, offer a referral program, a loyalty program, incentivize them. You want to streamline your operations, because if your back end is not working, then your front end is going to suffer, and your front end is how you create those profits, right? So you want to either automate, hire, outsource for non-core tasks, focus on the income generating, so you can focus on the income generating activities. The third thing, you want to analyze your pricing strategies or your pricing model. We are not charging the lowest just to hoping that we attract clients, because that is not how it works. You want to charge competitively, but you want to charge for the value. You want to be able to make sure that people can buy from you at different stages of their buying process, right? So you want to really examine your pricing model. You want the fourth thing, you want to expand your revenue streams. So you want to create multiple streams of income in your existing business. Look at what you are presently offering and see how you can break that down into different offers. So I will do one-on-one coaching. I will do group coaching. I will do corporate training. I will do, you know what I mean? I will do a membership. I will do an ebook. I have multiple ways for my ideal clients to buy from me, and every single way they will be able to pay and come into my ecosystem and get into my sales funnel so that I can continue to nurture them. They are now turned into high value customers. I will nurture them and encourage them to buy more and more and more once they are getting value, once they are seeing a breakthrough in the thing that they have hired me for. Right? So in your current business, look at your big ticket item. If you have a big ticket item, how can you break that down? Right? And then the final thing, the fifth thing, is your marketing and sales strategy. Your marketing is to nurture your audience. It's to build the engagement, to build that know, like, and trust, build a relationship. Once you have a great marketing strategy, a robust, intentional, and strategic marketing strategy, it will lead to more sales. More sales would lead to more profit, and it will accelerate your profit margin, right? And that is what all of us want in our business. And that's what I am here to help you achieve, guys. Was it good? Does it make sense? Give me a 7 if it all makes sense now, because I'll give you all 5. Give me a 7 if it all makes sense to you. Yes, it's making sense. Yes, lovely. And guys, as usual, I want to invite you to Profit Acceleration. We start on April 1st. It's 6 weeks of one-on-one coaching with me, where we dive into all of these things, right? So we're going to go even deeper. We're going to look at your pricing structure. We're going to look at how we can generate more revenue for your business. We break down your pricing model. We expand your revenue streams. We look at your marketing strategy. We create your sales funnel. We look at your high-value customers and how you can upsell them, cross-sell them, and do all the great things. I just dropped the link. It's called Profit Acceleration. We start on April 1st. There's a payment option. You can make 2 payments, do your down payment, and then make a final payment later down in the week, 4 weeks into the program. But I really, really want to encourage as much as you, much of you as possible to join in the Profit Acceleration. If you're looking at me on Instagram, click the link in my bio and you will get access to it. If you want to pay by direct deposit, guys, jump into my DMs, right? Jump into my DMs and I'll give you all the payment information if you want to pay by direct deposit and you don't want to pay by credit card, right? There are always options available, right? So guys, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. And as usual, I am here to answer your questions. I am here to support you because you're not alone. These are just 5 things. There are about 5 other things that you can do, but I just wanted to share these 5 things because I think these 5 are very low-hanging fruits and things that you can literally implement from today in your business in order to see an acceleration in your profits this week, right? These are the low-hanging fruits. Just get to work and let's get it done.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.